Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the residential inventory crunch.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, a residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this inventory situation. We've got less than a month of inventory in the city of Eugene. So just measuring
Wait a minute. Before you say that, you're talking residential, right?
Houses? Right. Residential houses. What I'm saying when I say inventory standing on the market, if it continues to sell at the rate it's been selling, we would be depleting our inventory entirely if nothing new came on the market in less than 1 month. That means there's very little on the market. A balanced market would be 4 to 6 months of inventory. We have less than one.
Well, and it's interesting with what's happening with the virus and the fact that a tenant can claim that they've been adversely impacted and rent is abated, which doesn't mean it's eliminated. It's just foregone. Sooner or later, they got to catch up. And landlords with mortgages can't afford that. So they do have options. They'd be able to sell the property to someone who's going to be an owner-occupant. That tenant now goes away with notice and 90 days and so forth. But
Where do they go, Bob?
I don't know.
Exactly.
And that's going to be the real tacky part, because while we're attempting to protect individuals, we're also creating a monster problem. Much like going up a hill with a snowplow, the further up the hill, the greater the snowball is in front, sooner or later it can't push it and it just grinds to a stop. That's going to be when we have an extreme housing shortage. The virus has been vaccinated away to a degree, which is what, 2 years out, I would guess, so forth. But this is going to be real tacky, what we're going through at this particular point.
We say this not to depress you, but to help you understand the problem. You've got to look down the road a little further than we think that the state legislature is looking. And that is to understand that if we don't look at long-term benefits and costs, then we're going to have a bigger problem tomorrow than we do today. A challenge I see in the residential sales market is that the average list price, what's for sale, is $536,000. And what the average median, purchase price is $390,000. I call that the affordability gap.
That's a huge affordability gap. If I was a first-time home buyer, that would be a real sticker shock. If I've been a tenant up to here, or I've moved into the area, and that depends, I guess, where I came from as to what, if it's more expensive or less expensive, but it's really tacky.
That's another conversation about the urban growth boundaries to find some affordable housing. We'll talk that next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.